This podcast is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, previously known as UlugaRadio.org. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Shh, be quiet. Sit still. Quit fidgeting. Stop bothering your brother. Quit that stuff. Probably heard all that kind of stuff while you were at church. See, Jesus has entrusted the discipleship, the training of children, primarily to the parents. And this can be seen throughout the Bible. But my friends, we're talking about worship etiquette. You know, we are to fear God and keep His commandments, but also we are to worship God. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 10, Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and serve him only." In John chapter 4, and verse 23 and 24, Jesus said, "But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The Bible tells the parents that they are responsible for the training of their children, even during times of worship. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Listen to the wise man Solomon in Proverbs 1 and verse number 8. He says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Now, this is specifically a responsibility upon fathers. In Ephesians 6 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Now, we also see biblical examples that worship services are not just for adults, but they are for everyone from the youngest all the way to the oldest. I know that there are a lot of people that want to shuffle you out of the way during worship, but you need to learn how to worship God. And the best way to do that is to be with those individuals who are worshiping God. In Deuteronomy 29, verses 9 and 10, the Bible says, "Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains, your tribes, your elders, your officers, with all the men of Israel, and ye little ones, your wives and strangers that are in the camp." All of them were gathered there that day. Joshua chapter 8, verse 34 and 35. "And afterwards he read in the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. And there was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of the children of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them." In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 13, "And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children." Nehemiah chapter 12 and verse number 43, "And all that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, and God made them rejoice with great joy. Their wives and their children rejoiced with them." And so the Bible tells us that children and adults can learn at the same level in the same assembly. In fact, there are two times in the Bible, my friends, when people want to try to exclude children from the worship of God, and God was not pleased with either one of them. In Exodus chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, Moses told told Pharaoh that he was going to go out and he was going to make a feast to the Lord. And Pharaoh said, "You can go, but I want you to leave your little ones." And Moses said this in verse number 9, "We will go with our young and with our old, and with our sons, and with our daughters, and with our flocks, and with our herds, we will go. In Mark chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, "But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer ye the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." When we live in line with these biblical teachings, my friends, our churches and our families will be strengthened. So let me encourage you to mind your manners when it comes to worshiping God.
We do want to remind you that on November 7th, the day before we cast our votes in the election, live on the Bible Way Media Facebook page, I will be hosting a live stream where we will have a serious discussion and prayer for our nation. That's November 7th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have titled that broadcast Pause, because we will be pausing for a moment to have a serious discussion and to pray for our nation the day before we cast our votes. So please keep that in mind, and as always, thank you for listening.